KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Whole thing of like, got to get the school supplies. And I have to say that my dream content actually changes, and I start having dreams about showing up at school, or maybe showing up at school and not knowing which classroom to report to. Okay. Just, you know, anxiety dreams about going back to school, even though it's been a heck of a long time since I've had to go to school in the fall. So teachers have this. Teachers for sure have this, because back to school, and even retired teachers probably have a cortisol surge in the late fall. So this stuff is literally etched in our biology, in our circadian rhythms, and it persists long after it needs to. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy. Now, you notice that word sounds like mitochondria. Well, mitophagy is the way that the body maintains healthy, efficient mitochondria. Mitophagy is your body's natural anti-aging pathways. We age, our bodies build up damage, and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy to the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. I've reviewed the research, and it is very convincing to me. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking MitoPure. I feel stronger, more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Less in the way of downtime, you know, those days where if you're like, ugh. Imagine having energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. So I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase. They've got great skin products because, yes, mitochondria dwell within our skin layers. This includes the all-new MitoPure gummies, which they've just introduced. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure today. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman. All right. As men age, there is often a decline in sexual health. There's an increase in erectile dysfunction. There's a decline often in sperm quality. And there's a decline in libido. And we often equate this with reductions in testosterone. And indeed, testosterone often declines with age. And thus, men see doctors to obtain a diagnosis of low T, and they get testosterone shots, testosterone patches, testosterone creams, etc. But a new study suggests that blood sugar, not age or testosterone, drives sexual health decline in men. Blood sugar is more important. They say that even mild increases in blood sugar levels impaired sperm motility and erectile function, even without outright diabetes. We know that long-standing diabetes can cause nerve damage, and that becomes something that limits erectile performance and sexual health. But without even actual severe nerve damage or very high blood sugar that's in the 200s, 300s, 400s, mild increases in blood sugar levels, maybe a hemoglobin A1C of 5.9 or 6.1, that's not diabetes, it's borderline, that has a negative impact on sexual health. So the actionable prevention point is for men, optimize your blood sugar. Use one of those patches, a continuous glucose monitor, a CGM, to make sure that your blood sugar is not spiking, and utilize a low-carb diet and exercise. Certain supplements help. Berberine, chromium can help. Vitamin D to some extent, omega-3 fatty acids, chiolic aged garlic extract. But there's no replacement for a healthy low-carb diet and exercise because finding indicates that over time hormone levels are affected by elevated blood sugar levels that were below the cutoff for diabetes. Interesting study comes to us from the latest meeting of the Endocrine Society. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number is 877-726-8255. Jot that number down and call us anytime you like during the week and record a question. We'll take some of those questions later, but this story is quite interesting. Earwax. People have different types of earwax, and it kind of divided roughly between people who have gooey earwax versus flaky earwax. Everybody has some earwax because earwax is designed to protect the ear canals. And sometimes it accumulates, and then you can't hear well, but there's a quick fix, which is to get your earwax cleaned out. And the best way to do that is do it professionally. People would often ask me to clear out their earwax, and I was okay at it. But you really, the folks who really have the right instruments for that and the expertise are ENTs, ear, nose, and throat doctors. And you have to be careful when you're doing it yourself, because stick a Q-tip in your ear, and unless you're careful, you're asking for trouble because you can damage your eardrum. It turns out there's a new use for artificial intelligence. AI can be used to sniff earwax. It actually analyzes the chemical composition of earwax. So, in fact, that's what your nose does. Your olfactory apparatus is a analyzer of the chemical content of things in the air. And AI can do that and detect Parkinson's disease with 94% accuracy. So interesting. It's a new AI-driven system that can detect Parkinson's disease from earwax with 94% accuracy by analyzing scent-related compounds. We say this low-cost early screening method could revolutionize diagnosis and care. It's actually a tough diagnosis to make because, say somebody comes in and their hands are shaking and they're worried, do I have Parkinson's disease? And, most older people, to some extent, have a little bit of a tremor. And is it a harbinger of Parkinson's disease, or is it just what's called benign essential tremor, which can be bothersome? It can mess up your handwriting, and it can be embarrassing, when you're serving tea and, clackety-clack-clack, pass the butter and the knife is clacketing on the butter plate. But Parkinson's disease is different. It's a body-wide movement disorder, not just a tremor of the hands or a bobbing of the head that occurs in essential tremors. Previous research has shown that changes in sebum, an oily substance secreted by the skin, could help identify people with Parkinson's disease. And they've actually had... you've heard of CAT scans, but there are actually dog scans. Dogs can diagnose disease based on odor, and dogs can be trained to recognize people with Parkinson's disease because they have a characteristic smell, because certain volatile organic compounds are released as the disease progresses. So, wow, interesting. So they say, but skin is not that reliable because air pollution and humidity can affect it, but the skin inside the ear canal is kept away from the elements. And so the researchers swabbed the ear canals of 209 human subjects, of which 108 were diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and they found that there's a pretty good predictive value of AI based on certain volatile organic compounds, including ethylbenzene, 4-ethyltoluene, pentanal, and 2-pentadecyl-1,3-dioxylane. So they developed kind of a chemical sniffer to analyze levels of these things, and then they used AI to discern the pattern of levels of these compounds, where a human would say, I'm getting a headache from thinking about this. AI can do machine learning on this and nail down the profile of people who have Parkinson's disease. So this research comes to us from China and may provide a way of early diagnosis and prediction of Parkinson's disease, because MRI is actually not that good for diagnosing Parkinson's disease. The brain can look, relatively normal or somewhat abnormal in Parkinson's disease, but by the time brain changes show up, Parkinson's disease is likely to be pretty advanced. Folks, I've got exciting news from one of my favorite products. It's NT Factor. And of course, you heard me talk about the natural energy producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements, because they target the mitochondria. And now they're offering a rare 50% off sale on one of their most important products, NT Factor with D3K2. NT Factor with D3K2 is a chewable vanilla wafer that combines vitamins D3 and K2 with patented NT Factor lipids, providing comprehensive support for your bone health, cardiovascular health, as well as mitochondrial function. The unique synergy of these three nutrients ensures efficient calcium metabolism, a reduction in oxidative stress, and a restoration of your cellular energy production. It's perfect for anyone dealing with fatigue, age-related conditions, or chronic illness. So visit ntfactor.com to take advantage of this rare, limited-time 50% offer. It's a great time to stock up, and if you haven't tried it, this is a great opportunity to get started. Just use coupon code 50OFF at checkout at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for 50% off NT Factor with D3K2. All right, coming up, some of your phone calls via 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ultimately, for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
An unexpected gun rights opportunity, courtesy of Trump's big, beautiful bill. And we're asking the most important question of all. What is truth? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And someone is availing themselves of the opportunity to call in, so let's hear it.
Hi, I've been struggling with fatigue for over 30 years. Most medical doctors will tell me there's nothing that they can do that all my blood work comes back fine. When I work with any type of holistic doctor, they tell me it has to do with my cortisol levels, which are always extremely low, as well as my DHEA levels are low. I'm led to believe that it has something to do with my adrenals, but yet nobody has been able to help me in over 30 years. And as I'm getting older, I'm 60 now, the fatigue is even more extreme, really limiting my physical activity, which is very discouraging because I've always been an active person, always with limitations, but at least I was able to be active, where at this point in my life, I'm becoming more and more limited. Any advice that you could give me, I would appreciate. Thank you.
Okay, so this sounds like one of these challenging cases, because the longer the duration of fatigue and the more conventional and alternative workup you've had, the fewer options are available to you because they've investigated a lot of possibilities. They figure that you don't have overt hypothyroidism or you don't have a severe problem with a medical condition that might cause fatigue. So this is in the realm of the challenging and elusive. But the clue is that you have low DHEA and you have low cortisol. Now, these are products of the adrenal glands that sit on top of the kidneys. And a missing piece from your description is, did any of the more creative, integrative doctors that you've seen who detected the low adrenal function ever try to do anything about it? Now, you can use adaptogens. You can sometimes use things like licorice or ashwagandha or various, even Siberian ginseng to jazz up adrenal function. You can certainly take DHEA. DHEA is available over the counter. It can be energizing. But it's not clear to me whether you've tried those things. I have in the past treated people with really low adrenal function with hydrocortisone. It's a medication. It's a prescription drug. But it kind of duplicates what your adrenals are supposed to do. And it's been a real boon to some patients who have low adrenal function. Now, its use is discouraged by conventional doctors who recognize the hazards of using steroids. I, too, recognize that because you can get cataracts. You can get elevated blood sugar. It has a, these have a bone thinning effect. Taking steroids can cause gastrointestinal problems and on it goes. But giving physiological doses that are very low, equivalent to maybe, 2 or 3 milligrams of prednisone, hydrocortisone, you can take more, 5 or 10 or 15 a day. That can actually have an energizing effect. But it could be that, there are other factors involved. And so one of the resources that you might avail yourself of is the website of a good colleague of mine, Dr. Teitelbaum. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum has a website, endfatigue.com, and he's very forthcoming about answering questions. But I've written an entire book about fatigue many years back in the 1990s, Tired All the Time, How to Regain Your Lost Energy. And the premise of the book is that fatigue is a many splendored thing. There's a lot of different ways that you can end up fatigued. You can end up fatigued because of poor sleep quality. You can end up fatigued because of hormonal imbalances, thyroid problems, low T in men. Some women experience benefits from balanced female hormone replacement therapy. You could experience fatigue because of a nutritional deficiency, like an iron deficiency or a B12 deficiency. And on it goes. There's a multiplicity of causes. The main thing is to make sure that there's no serious underlying medical problem, which apparently the doctors have reassured you about. But that leaves you high and dry. And so often, people who have this type of fatigue they're relegated to the psychiatrist because they say, if you can't find anything physically wrong, it must be mental. Well, indeed, sometimes antidepressant medications, certain kinds can be energizing, but they do so in kind of an artificial way. And so investigate the website endfatigue.com because there's a really detailed discussion there about the different types of fatigue. You can also get the book From Fatigue to Fantastic, How to Regain Your Lost Energy. That is a resource that you can use maybe to guide the workup of a health professional who is willing to listen to suggestions and perhaps try some things that haven't yet been tried. But yeah, fatigue can be a really challenging problem. And There may be a solution for you. Folks, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control. as well as inflammatory and immune responses, CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends. CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, both of which I use, these extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients, offering non-habit-forming options in natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends. All right. For a long time, there's been a buzz about sauna. Sauna is thought to be very beneficial for your health. In fact, there's thought to be cardiovascular benefits to sauna. And the way I construe that is that there's some days where I feel exceptionally beat up, or, you know, maybe I'm a little under the weather, and it's not a day to exercise. You know, it's like to chill out. But I feel like doing something. I feel like doing something. And so luckily I live next door to a Y, and they have a steam room, and they also have a sauna. And sometimes when I don't feel like exercising, I go in the steam room and sauna, and I wear my Apple Watch, which gives me my pulse rate. And I can see as I spend time in the sauna or in the steam room that my pulse goes up, sometimes close to mimicking the effects of aerobic exercise. So it is kind of like an aerobic challenge for your body. That's why people with severe heart problems are told, don't go into the sauna, because it's like a workout. Your body's air conditioning system has to go into overdrive. But it is something that helps condition your heart and circulatory system. So they've been doing this since ancient times, and it's part of traditional healing therapies, and Scandinavia has kind of cornered the market on saunas. But they did a study from the University of Oregon. Scientists wanted to see which type of heat therapy packs the most health punch: hot baths, traditional saunas, or those fancy far infrared saunas. So some people, they don't, you know, it's expensive, they don't have the space to allocate, so they get what are called infrared saunas. And some of them are, you know, they're kind of like, I guess they're kind of like, you put that sort of a reflective thing around you, and you put the, you know, the lights on. And it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like the red light in a rotisserie, you know, that keeps the chicken warm at the deli when you want to get a pre-cooked chicken. But these are touted, and indeed there are benefits to far infrared saunas. So which was the winner? It turns out hot water immersion. They found that among young, healthy adults, soaking in hot water triggered the strongest responses, helping the body regulate temperature, boost circulation, and even enhance the immune system more effectively than either sauna style, either the infrared or the traditional sauna. So, you know, it's a cheap intervention. You don't have to get to a sauna. You don't have to construct a sauna. You don't have to buy a far infrared sauna gadget. You could just fill the tub up with hot water to a temperature that is near the temperature that you can barely tolerate, and just hang out. And it turns out that water conducts heat much more effectively than air, and that's why the water works. It's also why if you go in a moderate, let's say, if I told you that, you know, you had to go out into a 60 degree day in your shirt sleeves for a few minutes, you say, okay, I can do that. I'm going to get cold after a while. If I'm going to go out for a long time, I'm going to need a jacket. But if you go into 60 degree water, that's a shock to the system. That is really feels icy cold. So water conducts heat away from the body or towards the body better than air, and hence offers greater health benefits even than sauna as a cheap workaround if you want to get the benefit of heat therapy. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining Fullscript. Fullscript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Government.
Hey, Brett, yeah. This thing about communication, how important is that? And how important is for Anya to continue to develop these communication skills?
It's so important. And I think today, as kids, you have your cell phones in your hands all the time, and learn how to look people in the eye, publicly speak, and talk to people.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We'll conclude the program with kind of a lightning round of some of the more important stories of the week. Roundup is reformulating. It's phasing out glyphosate in some consumer products, but replacing it with other active ingredients that may be as harmful or even worse. Some Roundup products, they say, will no longer contain glyphosate. The shift is driven by concerns about glyphosate's potential health and environmental impacts, and impacts on the bottom line of Bayer, which has had to shell out multi-millions of dollars in settlements. Consumers should be aware that some Roundup products will have a different active ingredient profile, but the new formula will incorporate diquat as well as fluazafop and triclopyr, which some folks say, for example, Friends of the Earth says the new formulation is potentially more harmful to the environment, could pose greater risk to bees, birds, fish, and other aquatic organisms. So, yeah. They say the new formulation may pose greater risk for long-term and reproductive health problems compared to glyphosate. So, yeah, it's like they're a little switcheroo, but is it a new improved version? Inhaled insulin may free children with type 1 diabetes from injections. Okay, this is not going to completely supplant the need for injections, because when you're managing diabetes, you manage diabetes. That's the type 1, the insulin-dependent type, with both long-acting and short-acting insulin. So the long-acting is kind of the base, and then if you need like a little course correction, maybe you haven't taken enough long-acting, you take a shot and it works real fast to bring your blood sugar back to normal. It turns out that inhaled insulin helps to control blood sugar levels in children with type 1 diabetes as effectively as an injected version of insulin, and it's for short-term course correction. The inhaled powder, it's called Afrezza, is already available for adults with type 1 or type 2 diabetes in the U.S., and now it's approved for children. The one drawback is the inhaled version could cause coughing, but this dissipates once the participants got used to it. But Afrezza is not suitable for anyone with long-term lung problems like asthma. So, yeah, some new innovations on the asthma front. And speaking of kids, air filters in classrooms reduce sick days by more than 10%. That's not much, but I'll take 10%. It turns out that school attendance increased by 1.3 days per pupil per year when five elementary schools in Milan, Italy, introduced air filters into classrooms. I've never been to Milan, but they say that there's a lot of air pollution in Milan because it's kind of like L.A. It's surrounded by mountains, and it's kind of a, there's a L.A. Basin or Milan Basin effect. There was a 32% reduction in particulate matter in these classrooms. There may also have been lower levels of pollen or viral particles, or perhaps some combination of these factors. So air quality in classrooms can improve attendance. And yet another risk to kids, common sweeteners may be accelerating puberty in kids. You know, we see a lot of premature puberty. You know, it used to be girls would start menstruating at age, 14, 15, 16, or later. Colonial Diaries, where girls talk about their first menstruation, often commemorate that at age 17 or 18, possibly because of less skimpy nutrition. And now kids have plenty of food. They also think, I don't know, maybe it's socialization. Kids are watching videos, and we're turning young girls into adolescents on an accelerated basis because of social media. But one of the risks, they say, common sweeteners may accelerate puberty in kids. It turns out that sucralose was shown to trigger the release of puberty-related hormones by activating sweet taste pathways to brain cells. Another sweetener, glycyrrhizin, that's from licorice, changes the balance of gut bacteria. Actually, glycyrrhizin has been associated with a higher risk of gynecomastia. Sucralose consumption was linked to a higher risk of central precocious puberty in boys. And added sugars, obviously added sugars accelerate growth, were associated with a higher risk of precocious puberty in girls. So sugar and things that attempt to mimic the effects of sugar turn out to have an accelerant effect in premature puberty. All right, a reminder, 877-726-8255 is our number. That number provides you with an opportunity to come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. So avail yourselves of that, and we'll answer some of your questions next week. And check out Dear Hoffman Store to shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full script dispensary. And a reminder, take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. You can follow the Intelligent Medicine podcast on your favorite podcast app and get new episodes every weekday. Also follow yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, on Facebook and Twitter, now called X, for the latest health news and fully vetted product recommendations. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on relevant health stories. So make sure you check out the hub for all things Intelligent Medicine, our website, drhoffman.com. All right, have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. And until next week, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere, also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
The Federal Reserve offices in D.C. are getting an extreme Soviet makeover.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Federal Reserve offices are getting a $2.5 billion renovation. For perspective, Jerry Jones built Cowboys Stadium for $1.15 billion.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tisha Stevens. The director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, produces documents that reportedly show Barack Obama and his administration officials conspiring against President Trump in 2016. In an interview with News Sunday Morning Futures, Gabbard said that they withheld intelligence on Russian interference in the 2016 election that proved Russia was not involved in the election, and then created documents saying Russia was involved. Gabbard declassified the documents Friday that she said were evidence that the Obama administration manufactured and politicized intelligence to lay the groundwork for the years-long FBI probe into Russia's so-called election interference. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the president is on quite a winning streak.
If you just look at what voters wanted Trump to accomplish, he's already accomplished it. And then you add to that the foreign policy victories. You add to that the tax bill, which not only prevented a massive tax increase, but also incorporated Trump's populist tax ideas from the campaign trail, most famously no tax on tips. And you have just a remarkable run for President Trump midway through his first year of his second term.
Continetti made his comments to Salem Radio Network. GOP Montana Senator Steve Daines says Republicans should take advantage of their control of Congress since a unified GOP government doesn't come along very often.
5 times in 90 years. Generally, you only get 2 years when you have this opportunity because usually by the midterm, things shift. It's exactly what happened in 2017-18 when Trump had it the first time. We lost the House majority in 18.
Steve Daines says Republicans could eliminate even more waste.
This is a incredible opportunity. We've got to keep pushing for it. There's more tax policy. Indexing capital gains would be one. We go after additional cuts in mandatory spending that we can get 51 votes for.
More at townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, spoke this week with Salem Radio Network about Israel's unique relationship with the Druze minority in Syria.
Israel has a special relationship with the Druze people. If your listeners don't know who the Druze are, they are not Arab. They are not Muslim. They have their own religion, though they speak Arabic and live in the Middle East.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Police say a man who intentionally plowed his car into a crowd of people outside a L.A. nightclub has been charged. Fernando Ramirez arrested on charge of assault with a deadly weapon. The 29-year-old evidently had been kicked out of the club early Saturday for causing a disturbance and then returned a short time later. Officials say he drove his car to the sidewalk, plowed into a line of people. He was then dragged from his car and beaten by bystanders and then shot by an unknown man who then took off. About 30 people were injured in the attack, 7 critically. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump is calling for a pair of pro sports teams to return to their previous names.
The president Sunday posted on Truth Social urging the Washington Commanders to revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians to return to the Indians. He claims there is significant public support for the change, citing heritage and tradition. However, both teams have stated they have no plans to revisit the name change. The Commanders and Guardians adopted their new names in 2022 after years of debate. Jason Walker reporting.
The Midwest is dealing with the threat of flash flooding while over 50 million people from Kansas to the Carolinas are under heat alerts. Flood watches have been posted from Missouri to West Virginia with heavy rain expected over the next day. Flash floods already hit parts of Iowa on Sunday. Monday expected to be around the same cities for Raleigh, Charleston, Jacksonville with the heat. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance company and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Sound fantastic? You have to wonder, is there a gotcha in there? Or maybe it's just not quite as attractive as it was sold or promoted. And that's exactly what happened here.
That's exactly what happened, yes. And I'm not sure how often that happens to people, but there certainly are companies out there, like we've talked about, Steve, in the past, that are what are called in the industry wholesalers, that if you look at their website, they state that they buy houses. On the phone, they will tell you they buy houses. If someone even comes to your house to look at it, they will tell you that they're going to buy your house. But if you look at the paperwork closely, they sometimes have closing dates of 21 to 30 days from the time of signing the agreement. Their mode of operation is that they want to get their inspectors or their contractors into the house before they close to get quotes. But these so-called quote-unquote contractors are actually potential buyers that they are hoping to flip that contract to. And so if that's the case, I'm not saying all the companies are like that because they're not, but there's certainly some of them out there that are. And if you think the house is sold, but it's one of these wholesalers, it can leave you in a very bad position.
Well, because they own the rights to that property for a period of time, whatever your contract says.
That's correct.
And so what you're saying is that, okay, hey, we'll buy your house, but in reality, now they do not have the cash in hand to buy that house.
Correct.
Or they're not willing to do that. And so all they're trying to do is then advertise your house and then sell it to someone else, collect the proceeds, and then pay you what the offer was. And if they don't get that done, you are led down a road that is not so good.
That's correct. And I've heard of situations where they will either tell the homeowner, you know, I didn't realize that your house needed more work than what we thought it did.
Ah.
And so they will try and negotiate a lower price so that they can accomplish their flip.
Yeah.
Their flip of the contract, or they'll just disappear and you won't hear from them again. And or sometimes if the original contract states that they have maybe 90 days to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and you as a seller realize, you know, this is something that I didn't realize was happening, I want to get out of the contract.
Yep.
I've heard of situations where this wholesaling company will sue the homeowner to enforce their contract. Not a good situation.
Nope. So look, just avoid all that and call Ben. The individuals that I have on my program, Senior Care Live, are straight up trustworthy individuals and trustworthy services. Ben is as great as it gets. Ben is a veteran owned business, high, you know, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau. Been in business for, you know, well over 20 years doing all of it. How long? How many years?
Just went over 28 years.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Well, all right, darn near 30. So I was shortchanging you on that. But, yeah. So Ben knows what he's doing. Okay. You can trust Ben. He's going to make you an offer. If it looks great, go for it. If you want to go a different path, I mean, he might even recommend go a different way. But here's the bottom line. Give Ben a call if you're thinking about selling your house. You want the convenience of downsizing and just moving out of your house as is, and not leave all the stuff in the house to Ben, the repairs and everything, and walk away from it. 855-291-5005. That's toll free anywhere in the country. 855-291-5005. And he has an excellent website, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we were also talking about interest rates. A lot of folks, I think, felt like maybe they were gonna start to fall, and maybe there's been just a tiny bit of movement, but they're still like around 7%, aren't they?
Depending on where you're at, that's correct. The long-term 30-year mortgage rates are still around 7%, which is still making it expensive for a lot of people to get into to buying a home these days. That's correct.
And, you know, we all, and maybe I remember, and this has been a long time ago, this has been, you know, the late 70s, I remember 12, 13, you know, 18%.
Or higher.
Yeah, maybe even 20. So it was just crazy. So it, relative to that, 7 doesn't seem so bad, but we got spoiled rotten on, you know, 2.5-3% for a really long time. But the bottom line is they're not coming down, and it's still a pretty good seller's market. We could use some more inventory, but you mentioned that a lot of these large corporations, for the first time maybe in a long time, they're actually selling more of their inventory than they're buying. So what effect does that have on the market?
That's a story that I saw earlier this week, Steve, that I believe in the first half of this year, there were more net sales from investors or investment companies than there were purchases since, I believe, 2021 or
okay.
before that. And so, again, this is very locality dependent.
Sure, sure.
So in some areas, you're not they're not going to see the effects of this as much as other areas. But, you know, some of the areas, even back in 2014, 2015, parts of Florida where a company would have 15,000 houses in that one metro area. And that was just one company back then even.
Wow.
And so depending on what these companies do, they can really influence a local market if they decide to liquidate or anything like that. And so what it's going to do locally, you know, here in Kansas City, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
But just be aware that there are factors out there that influence your housing market that you might not, that most people might not think about.
Well, and if they sell a bunch of their houses, it's going to flood the market with inventory, and now you have a lot more supply, and maybe that exceeds the demand, and all of a sudden, then the home prices or the sales price is going to drive that down a little bit, potentially.
Might come down and might make the 7% interest rates, you know, more affordable to buy. So,
again,
just depends on your local market.
Excellent. Reach out to Ben Socheck at HomeDownsizingSolutions.com, or you can just tighten that up a little bit, HomeDownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. In reference to a person's mortgage, the payoff is the same as your balance due. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods and Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Where, and this might not be an issue with your listeners near as much as the general population, I guess I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But in one situation, a person had been behind on their mortgage back when, actually when COVID happened several years ago. And during that time, they signed a, what they thought was a modification to their mortgage with the lender. And it actually ended up being, instead of a modification for their primary loan, it was actually paperwork to create a second loan.
Oh, boy.
And they had really no idea that they had even signed anything like this. And apparently they weren't the only ones in this situation. Our title company had heard of this happening numerous times with a large nationwide lending company.
Wow.
So instead of having a payoff amount for around $150,000, they actually had two loans that required about $180,000 or $90,000, which made the debt more than the house was worth.
Oh, my. Now they're upside down.
So they're upside down, which
yeah.
would have required a short sale, what's called a short sale, in order to sell that property.
Hmm.
A second issue was a gentleman that... anytime a person gets into not being able to make mortgage payments is an unfortunate situation. But in this especially was a health-related issue that had been going on now for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was under the assumption that he owed about $230,000 or so.
Yep.
And when we requested a payoff from the lender, because it had almost gone to a foreclosure sale, he actually owed closer to $280,000.
Oh, boy.
What
happened? What made up that difference?
You have things like when a person is not making their mortgage payments, then the lender has the ability to make property tax payments to the local municipality for tax payments.
Okay.
Home insurance and back payments, back interest, legal fees. There can be all kinds of different things that a person doesn't think about.
Late fees and penalties and
late
all of
fees,
that stuff.
Yeah, all of that stuff add up as well. And so when a person thinks, okay, I don't owe, you know, I owe X, well, it can be a lot more than X by the time you include all of those items. And fortunately for him, even though he contacted us less than a week before the foreclosure sale, even though this has been going on for 2 years now, the lender was willing to stop and postpone the sale because we showed him a purchase agreement that our company was going to buy the house,
mm-hmm.
and a proof of funds that we could actually financially do that.
Okay.
So that's another situation where a wholesaler probably does not have a real
right.
proof yeah. of funds,
yeah.
but we could show him something from the bank that we had the proof of funds. So we're in the process of closing that right now.
Okay, and then what that did was it saved him from getting literally kicked out of his house because of foreclosure.
That's correct. So because he was in the kind of a unique situation that he still had equity in his house, but we're able to buy that house, let him stay there for a few months so that he and his family can transition to a new home without being pushed out of their current home.
Yep. And just kind of start over with the clean slate.
That's correct. And at least have some money in his pocket from the equity instead of some people, understandably, nobody wants to lose their home. But some people hang on to that home for so long that they lose any equity that they would have had, and they're kind of a slave to that house.
Yeah.
Which is not a good situation either. So at least he's able to get out of the house, get a new home, and have some money to start over with.
If this is resonating with you, I know this is turning some heads. I can feel it right through the radio waves. Reach out to Ben Socek. He knows what he's doing. He may be able to help you, even in a difficult situation like we just discussed with these couple of clients here. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Home Downsizing Solutions is not one of these... I think it's a little bit shady to potentially misrepresent yourself and say, oh, you're going to buy it. And when you really have no intention of buying that property, you're just trying to find a buyer to buy that contract, and then you would just send them the net. So I don't like that. So with Home Downsizing Solutions, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, any of that funny business. Homedownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And Ben, tell us about your book. You have a really, really helpful workbook that can help people who are in that downsizing mode.
Correct. One, I have the Stress-Free Home Downsizing book. That's available on Amazon, and I would love for your listeners to go to Amazon, buy a copy, and hopefully you like it and give me a good review, because could certainly utilize those on Amazon.
Sure.
But if you would like a free copy of our Stress-Free Home Downsizing workbook, you can just go to Home Downsizing Solutions or homedownsizing.com. Go to the resources tab. There's a number of free resources under that tab that you can download. And one of those is that workbook that you can download. And I think it would be a good resource if you are looking at selling a house and moving to a smaller home, apartment, or other type of senior living community.
And I'll tell you what, and we've talked about this before, but I've spoken with so many people, and you've spoken with way more than I have, but most people, that's the hardest part of moving is, oh my gosh, what do I do with all this stuff, and what can I take with me? What do I need to sell, donate, throw away, et cetera, et cetera? And this workbook would help you work through all of that.
That's correct. I think it really is, not that it's just me talking about my resource here, but I've been told by other people that it's a really good resource if you are in that process because, yes, I've talked to a lot of people that want to downsize or they know that they really need to downsize, but they just have no idea where to start. And so this can certainly start a person with that process.
So you go to homedownsizing.com and then go to the resources and then find what's that workbook called again?
The Stress-Free Home Downsizing Workbook.
All right, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for coming in today. Excellent as always.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. Have a great day.
All right, we'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number.
800-245-1358. 800-245-1358. That's 800-245-1358.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
An unexpected gun rights opportunity, courtesy of Trump's big, beautiful bill. And we're asking the most important question of all. What is truth? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I visit frequently with potential clients. They call, we have a nice conversation. We do offer a free consultation, so feel free to do that. But a lot of times they're like, you know, we're not quite ready to move to assisted living. I think what we're going to do is keep mom or dad or my spouse, whoever your elderly loved one is, keep them home and hire our own caregiver. Because, you know, these home care companies are getting kind of expensive. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go again. So I haven't talked about this for quite a while. So I wanted to review today the hidden risks and liabilities of hiring your own home care provider or your own home caregiver, if you will. Hiring your own staff. And I have a lot of questions. I'll have a couple of stories, a couple of horror stories. You see where this is going, right? So, number one, how will you do a background check? I mean, are you set up to run state, local, and federal background checks and drug checks and all kinds of stuff? Are you able to do that? Spoiler alert, your simple Google search does not cut it, right? You might be able to find out a little bit of information, but what if they are in another state and did some terrible things, dastardly things, and they're in that state database, but you didn't happen to check that? Do you really know who you're letting into your home to provide care for your elderly loved one? What about the background check? Number two, what training do they really have? Well, I mean, you know, Steve, I mean, they've done, you know, this and that and the other, so they should be pretty good. Do you want someone who's pretty good? Do you want to trust them to provide excellent care for your loved one? Number three, what recourse do you have if something is stolen? Okay, here's a horror story. It was on the news. There was a son. His mother was at home, and she was non-communicative. So she had some major medical issues. She understood what was going on, but she couldn't speak. And he started noticing that, you know, when he came home after work and everything, she was really upset. But again, she's non-communicative, and she couldn't really tell him what was going on. And this fella did speak with a home care provider, but oh, you guys are too expensive. You know, I can save $10 an hour and hire my own and just manage them. Okay, which, that's fine. You might get lucky. It may work out, but here's how this one worked out. Next time he came home, the caregiver was getting ready to leave, and he's looking at the caregiver, and he's like, he didn't say anything out loud, but he wondered, are you wearing my mom's clothing? That looks like something that my mom owns. And again, he's been noticing his mom's been very upset for the past week or two. So The caregiver left. He goes downstairs. He checks his mother's clothing. He knows what clothes she has. That outfit was missing. That caregiver took her outfit and was wearing it. And I guess the caregiver thought that she, you know, the son wouldn't notice. So he thought, okay, something's really wrong here. So he secretly set up a bunch of cameras in the house. And he's watching the cameras. And he is blown away by watching this dumb caregiver, this horrible human being, taking his mother's clothing and walking around in front of his mom and trying on her clothes, saying, oh, these are now mine. And his mother was just losing her mind. But again, she couldn't speak. So he caught that. He caught this lady stealing her mother's clothing and some other stuff, turned it over to the police, and now that horrible human being of a caregiver, if you want to call her a caregiver, she's now in prison. What recourse do you have if something is stolen and you hire your own caregiver out of, you know, a Craigslist or whatever? All right, number four, what happens if they don't show up? So if you don't have a backup plan, now you have to cancel your important appointments and doctor's visits and all that sort of thing. What happens if they don't show up? Number five, what happens if they have an accident on your property? They fall down the stairs. They break their arm. They fracture a hip. They break a leg. They do whatever. Will your homeowner's insurance cover it? Or are you personally liable? And let me say this. This isn't just a visitor coming by your house. You know, all of the homeowners' policies have a medical provision on there. But at this point, you are an employer. They are an employee. Is your homeowner's insurance going to cover that? That really falls outside of the realm of what the medical coverage is intended to cover. There's a good chance you will be liable and have to pay out of pocket. Number six, what about employers-based taxes? Here's another horror story. So I'm aware of a couple, both husband and wife. They both needed a little bit of help. They're like, oh, we're not going to hire a home care provider. That's just too expensive. We're going to save a couple of bucks and hire so-and-so. There, she's, you know, they found her through some kind of a personal connection, somehow or another. And guess what? They hired this lady, and for about a year or so, it went fine. Everything was fine. And then one day, it was not fine. They had a falling out, and the lady just quit. She just walked off the job. Guess what she did? The next day, she filed for unemployment. And the unemployment office said, well, wait a minute. We don't have any record here that you've been working. Oh, yeah, I've worked for the past year or so for, you know, so-and-so. They just handed me cash under the table. And they're like, who was that? What are their names? Do you have their address, please? And how about their phone number? And then click, boom, 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 boom. Here comes the knock. You now owe the state unemployment tax and all of the employer-based taxes. And all of a sudden, that great deal of saving a few bucks wasn't such a great deal at all. To save a few bucks, is it really worth it? Now, if you go with a proven licensed home care provider, all of these issues are resolved. Number one, a reputable home care provider will do background checks, and they may do many background checks and different levels of checks. A reputable home care provider will train their staff. You will have trained staff entering your home. Number three, a reputable home care provider is bonded and insured. If something is missing, okay, they're going to cover it. Now, we're going to have to prove that it was there. We're going to have to prove that they stole something, but if that can be proven, they will cover it. Number four, a reputable home care provider has backup caregivers just in case a staff calls in sick. Maybe their child is sick, their car broke down. You know what? Stuff happens. So they're going to have backup staff that can fill that shift so that you don't have to cancel your important appointments. Number five, a reputable home care provider is insured just in case a caregiver has an accident on your property. So I know of one caregiver who went over to provide care for a client, and their dog jumped up and bit her, and she was trying to hold the dog back, and the dog bit her pretty badly on her hand. Her employer took care of those medical expenses. The home care provider did. Okay, number six, a reputable home care provider pays all employment taxes. I would not recommend a home care provider that just hires 1099 staff where they're on their own. They need to be a direct employee, and the home care provider, again, pays all employment-based taxes. So for these reasons and many, many more, I recommend hiring a reputable home care provider, because this is absolutely a you-get-what-you-pay-for service. There's no doubt about that. And I've offered this before. I'll offer it again. I have a home care provider screening tool that I would offer Senior Care Live listeners and audience free of charge, no strings attached. Send me an email. Just say, hey, I'd like to request that home care provider screening tool, and I will email that back to you. It's in a PDF format, and it has over 30 questions on how to that you can ask when screening a home care provider. So again, just give me a call, or just go to seniorcarelive.com, send me an email, and I will send that to you. It's a fantastic tool to compare and contrast maybe your top two or three choices for home care providers. And don't go away. I'll have so much more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
The Federal Reserve offices in D.C. are getting an extreme Soviet makeover.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Federal Reserve offices are getting a $2.5 billion renovation. For perspective, Jerry Jones built Cowboy Stadium for $1.15 billion.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Frank Mallory, a sharp-tongued World War II vet with a booming laugh, lives in a small apartment lined with military memorabilia. One day, he saw a news report about a lonely new recruit and decided to send a letter. Just one. It became a weekly habit, penning stories of perseverance, poems, and jokes. His letters began circulating among platoons, and the recipients started writing back. Now, every Thursday, Frank sits at his desk with a stack of stationery. His project, Operation Gratitude, has inspired churches, classrooms, and other vets to do the same. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to that home care provider screening tool. So choose two or three trusted, solid, reputable home care providers. There could be dozens, if not a hundred or two, of these home care providers where you live. Okay, choose your top two or three, and then use this home care provider screening tool. Just interview them. Ask them all the same questions. That'll help you organize your thoughts and then determine which one of these questions may be a higher priority than another, et cetera. And that will help you think through this and then hire the home care provider that you are most comfortable with. If you want to request your own copy of the home care provider screening tool free of charge, just give us a call at 1-800-331-6445. The person answering the phone, just say, hey, I want a copy of that home care provider screening tool. We're going to need your name and your email address, and we'll send that right out to you. No strings attached, free of charge. All right, so this is one of the worst horror stories I've heard about hiring a caregiver. You talk about going south quick. Oof. This is awful. So there's this family, and they are very well off. They're, I don't know, gosh, several kids. All of these kids, this is a pretty high power family. We had senators, police officers, owners of, you know, $100 million a year businesses. You get the idea. Judges, it goes on and on. This is a high power family. And mom wanted to stay home. They ended up contacting me so that I could help them research the market to find an assisted living community connected to long-term care so that when the time comes that, you know, they already have their their search and selection. They've already had their choices are made. They're on the waiting list, and it was just a matter of timing at that point. But until then, they hired a caregiver, someone that they found out through a friend and, you know, all the stuff. They didn't go on Craigslist or anything like that. This is kind of a referral. So this caregiver somehow endeared herself to their mom. I don't know how she did it. And then gained the complete and total trust of their mom. And then, again, somehow, I don't know how on earth this happened, somehow turned their mother against every member of that family. Somehow. I don't know how she did it. She was a master manipulator. And something tells me, and I'm just giving the highlights of this story. I don't think this is her first rodeo on this stuff. Turned this lady against all of her children. Pretty soon, mom wasn't taking the phone calls of the children because the children are now bad. Then, before you know it, this caregiver had a legal copy of power of attorney superseding the legal authority of this family, of all of their kids. Pretty soon, the caregiver is driving a new car. Pretty soon, this caregiver has an extra $40,000-$50,000 of cash in her bank. Pretty soon, this caregiver has been gifted heirloom family jewelry from the safe. Be very careful on who you let into your house to care for your elderly and many times vulnerable loved one. And especially if there's a memory issue involved, some communication type issue, be really careful. I wouldn't hire an individual. There's no way in the world I'd do that. I would go with a proven home care company, period. The other thing, like, well, Steve, we already have one in our house, and we do have some concerns. Put cameras up. When they're gone, place cameras all over the house and have those things recording and uploaded to a cloud. And just watch and make sure everything is going okay. If it's not, you've got your proof. You can fire them. If it's worse than that, you can report it to law enforcement, etc. But let me say this. If living at home is no longer an option or you can see this coming, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, can help. We can help you explore all of your options. We'll walk you through that whole process. This is a red carpet service. I call it our full service placement program. We are true consultants. We don't receive any reimbursement from any of the providers. We work directly for you. And sometimes this is all about timing. So believe it or not, right now is the time to search for a senior care community if you planned to move, let's say, by the end of this year. Or I hear this all the time. Yeah, Steve, we're looking at, we want to get mom moved in, you know, before the holidays. Or I hear this even more frequently. Yeah, Steve, we're going to get through another round of holidays. And after the first of the year, we're going to get mom moved into, you know, an assisted living community or memory care community, long-term care community after the first of the year. Well, we're already past the midpoint of July. And you're saying, well, Steve, we've got plenty of time. No, we don't. We do not. Can there's some urgency in my voice. Can you hear that? Because guess what? If we want to consider the best places for your loved one, guess what? Most of the time, they have waiting lists. And sometimes these wait lists can be 3 months to 6 months. Sometimes they can be a year. I know a place that's it's over a year. And it's a good place. Everybody wants to go there. If you think, oh, yeah, we've got plenty of time. That's not till this fall or that's not till the end of the year. Well, we don't have plenty of time. So now, look, I get the calls from people. I just received a call about a week or two ago from a fellow that said, Steve, I listen to your radio program. I know you're constantly saying be proactive, get out ahead of it. And I knew I should have called you 6 months ago, and here we are. How fast can you move? Because we need to now all of a sudden we're in a crisis and we need to move quickly. Yes, Senior Care Consulting can help you turn this around very quickly. The challenge is we are limited to the options that have space available right now. But if you're proactive and you get out ahead of it, we have the luxury of considering a place that might have a 3 to 6 months or so waiting list. And that way we have all of our options, maybe even better options available. So this is resonating with you and you're like, wait a minute, I hadn't really thought about all that, but that makes sense. Reach out today. Call Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. We'll give you a free consultation. We'll see if this is a good fit for you. I'm Steve Kuecker and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tisha Stevens. Produces documents that reportedly show Barack Obama and his administration officials conspiring against President Trump in 2016. In an interview with Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, Gabbard said that they withheld intelligence on Russian interference in the 2016 election that proved Russia was not involved in the election and then created documents saying Russia was involved. Gabbard declassified the documents Friday that she said were evidence that the Obama administration manufactured and politicized intelligence to lay the groundwork for the years-long FBI probe into Russia's so-called election interference. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the president is on quite a winning streak.
If you just look at what voters wanted Trump to accomplish, he's already accomplished it. And then you add to that the foreign policy victories. You add to that the tax bill, which not only prevented a massive tax increase, but also incorporated Trump's populist tax ideas from the campaign trail, most famously no tax on tips. And you have just a remarkable run for President Trump midway through his first year of his second term.
Continetti made his comments to Salem Radio Network. GOP Montana Senator Steve Daines says Republicans should take advantage of their control of Congress since a unified GOP government doesn't come along very often.
5 times in 90 years. Generally, you only get 2 years when you have this opportunity because usually by the midterm, things shift. It's exactly what happened in 2017-18 when Trump had it the first time. We lost the House majority in 18.
Steve Daines says Republicans could eliminate even more waste.
This is a incredible opportunity. We've got to keep pushing for it. There's more tax policy, indexing capital gains to be won. We go after additional cuts in mandatory spending that we can get 51 votes for.
More at townhall.com.
We all know being with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says no, no, you can't do that, you can't go there, you can't play your favorite sport, you better sit this one out. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, 1-800-4-RELIEF, and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Israeli Ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren spoke this week with Salem Radio Network about Israel's unique relationship with the Druze minority in Syria.
Israel has a special relationship with the Druze people. If your listeners don't know who the Druze are, they are not Arab. They are not Muslim. They have their own religion, though they speak Arabic. They live in the Middle East.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Police say a man who intentionally plowed his car into a crowd of people outside a L.A. nightclub has been charged. Fernando Ramirez arrested on charge of assault with a deadly weapon. The 29-year-old have evidently been kicked out of the club early Saturday for causing a disturbance and then returned a short time later. Officials say he drove his car to the sidewalk, plowed into a line of people. He was then dragged from his car and beaten by bystanders and then shot by an unknown man who then took off. About 30 people were injured in the attack, 7 critically. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump is calling for a pair of pro sports teams to return to their previous names.
The president Sunday posted on Truth Social urging the Washington Commanders to revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians to return to the Indians. He claims there is significant public support for the change, citing heritage and tradition. However, both teams have stated they have no plans to revisit the name change. The Commanders and Guardians adopted their new names in 2022 after years of debate. Jason Walker reporting.
The Midwest is dealing with the threat of flash flooding while over 50 million people from Kansas to the Carolinas are under heat alerts. Flood watches have been posted from Missouri to West Virginia with heavy rain expected over the next day. Flash floods already hit parts of Iowa on Sunday. Monday expected to be around the same cities for Raleigh, Charleston, Jacksonville with the heat. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Don't kill men, and therefore we've adopted a watchful waiting approach to small prostate cancers. Okay, so some context for this. At a party recently, I met a breast radiologist. Yeah, there is slicing and dicing the specialties. There are radiologists who specialize in breast cancer detection. And I was talking to her, you know, this often happens, doctors gravitate to one another at a party, we find each other, we start talking shop, other people roll their eyes. But she was touting the new technology that she has at her breast cancer screening center, which uses artificial intelligence to analyze mammograms to provide greater accuracy. And she says, we have all the latest technology, it's really fantastic. You know, I was impressed because, you know, great technological innovation. Recently, a relative actually called me, and she is a young woman who's, I'd say, she's around middle age, who was undergoing screening mammography, and she called me because she said, look, there's where I go for a mammography, they're offering me AI mammography on top of my regular mammography, but there's an additional cost. Shall I pay the additional $40 out of pocket because it's not covered to get a, quote, enhanced mammogram? And I said, I don't think so. I don't think that that's a great idea. And you may say, well, why would I deny her, you know, for a mere $40, the opportunity to get a better mammogram, which would provide more accurate early detection of a small emerging breast cancer? And I share with you now a very interesting op-ed in the New England Journal of Medicine. By the way, New England Journal of Medicine is by no means in opposition to the latest technology, the latest drugs, the latest devices, the latest detection methods and tests that come down the pike in medicine. The article is entitled New Mammography Tools, The Need for Clinically Meaningful Assessment Standards. And some background in this article, in 2023, women undergoing screening mammography, and I'm quoting, began receiving a new offer. For an additional $40 out of pocket, they could have their mammogram reviewed by artificial intelligence. The service called Enhanced Breast Cancer Detection. That sounds good, right? I mean, hey, it's enhanced. It's paid extra $40. It's sold at facilities operated by the radiology firm RadNet in 7 U.S. states. And many radiology practices are adopting this feature. It cites its ability to improve the accuracy of screening mammography readings by a radiologist, you know, just eyeballing it, with the addition of a proprietary AI reading aid describing its use is, quote, like having the world's most experienced breast specialists consult on your mammogram. So who could say no to that? This new AI-enhanced mammography tool is among several that have been cleared by the Food and Drug Administration. And as of March 2025, a reported 1.5 million patients had used this EBCD, Enhanced Breast Cancer Detection. But they point out that there is no evidence that the addition of EBCD to standard mammography is associated with clinically meaningful benefits. They go on to say, research suggests that these add-ons have done little to improve women's health and may have caused harm while leading to billions of dollars in spending. And this is not new. Something called CAD, computer-aided detection, was introduced in the U.S. in 1998. It was granted pre-marketing approval on the basis of studies that didn't assess whether it was associated with clinically meaningful benefits. So what they say here is that the tests that validated it showed that it could more easily detect small cancers, but does that equate to reduction in breast cancer deaths? And the answer is a resounding no. An increased rate of cancer detection, they say, could reflect identification of clinically insignificant lesions, tiny cancers, or precancers, or just calcification, or it could reflect overdiagnosis, a known harm associated with screening. But we've poured millions and millions of dollars, including taxpayer dollars, into these not well-validated tests. They say soon after FDA approval in 2000, Congress mandated Medicare coverage of CAD. But then, years later, studies showed that CAD didn't improve diagnostic accuracy in clinical practice. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid stopped providing separate reimbursement for CAD, and that led to a decline in use. But payers, including taxpayer-funded public payers, were spending at least $400 million on it each year. But then it waned in popularity, soon to be replaced by something called DBT, digital breast tomosynthesis. And tomosynthesis combines multiple x-rays to produce a 3D image of the breast. You've heard about this, 3D imaging, 3D mammography. In 2015, CMS approved separate reimbursement for DBT when used with regular digital mammography. More than 90% of U.S. mammography facilities now have DBT units. But the clinical efficacy of DBT hasn't been established. They say DBT increases the rate of cancer detection. Yes, it does. But one large cohort study found it doesn't reduce rates of advanced cancer. And it's unknown whether increases in cancer detection lead to reduction in breast cancer death or simply represent overdiagnosis. And, oh, by the way, there are also harms associated with DBT because DBT involves a doubling of the amount of radiation per screening. So getting a lot of mammograms year in and year out, there are estimates that it can somewhat enhance your risk of breast cancer because you're radiating your breasts. There was an ongoing trial that still hasn't been completed. It's called the Tomosynthesis Mammographic Image Screening Trial. It's ongoing to see if it really is worthwhile. But meanwhile, women are being exposed to additional radiation and increasing mammography-related expenditures of up to $1 billion per year. And now, the new kid on the block, AA mammography, a successor to CAD, which is now defunct, and DBT, tomography, 3D breast imaging, still in use. New AI mammography aids are being sold as additions to mammography screening with direct-to-consumer marketing touting improved cancer detection rates. So how would you deny yourself a better mammogram? But the FDA has failed to require that clinical effectiveness be demonstrated for mammography add-on devices before they enter the market. And so this is a grand experiment. And it sounds exciting because AI is all the thing. an ongoing trial called the Swedish Mammography Screening with AI is examining whether AI-supported reading, as compared with reading by radiologists the old-fashioned way, is having an impact on the risk of advanced breast cancer and breast cancer death. So the New England Journal of Medicine article concludes, AI reading aids could represent a clinically relevant innovation, or they could cause harm and be an inefficient use of healthcare resources. So, yeah, I mean, the battle lines are drawn on this. Obviously, this is an industry. Profits are at stake. But is AI truly an important advance, or is it just another bell and whistle that we can sell people on for overdiagnosis and unnecessary testing? 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness Blends. One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office to pose a question. So let's hear one.
Hi, doctor. I just want to know if CRP level of 8 is dangerous. I had a CRP test 2 weeks ago. It was only 2.7. Then they need to repeat it. After 3 days, it became 4.1. Yesterday, I had it, and now it's 8. Do you see any issue or problem with that?
Yeah, it's sort of, the answer to that question depends on the context. I'm not sure why they tested you 3 times, but they suspected some sort of inflammatory problem. CRP measures inflammation. It's a test that reflects levels of inflammatory cytokines like IL-6 and TNF-alpha and other things. And it can be associated with an infection. It can be associated with an autoimmune disease, you know, a lupus-like condition. Or if you use something called the HS, the highly sensitive C-reactive protein, it can be reflective of cardiovascular risk. And in fact, it turns out that even people who have good cholesterol or have had their cholesterol lowered with statin drugs who have a continued high level of highly sensitive C-reactive protein still have risk of cardiovascular disease. So we deal with the cardiovascular elevations in CRP with things like optimizing your weight, excess body fat increases inflammation, omega-3 fatty acids can be helpful. There's also some new drugs that are being proposed that can lower C-reactive protein. And in fact, these are some of the things that have to be dealt with. So to understand what the implication of an elevated CRP would be, we'd have to know the context of this. Do you have an infection? Certainly infection can do that. Are you overweight? Yes, overweight can cause elevated C-reactive protein. Or do you have some sort of autoimmune condition? That might also have an impact on CRP. 8 is relatively low, but the fact that there's a continued uptick in your C-reactive protein suggests that maybe you need some observation to see if it's going up, 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 up. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
Federal Reserve offices in D.C. are getting an extreme Soviet makeover.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Federal Reserve offices are getting a $2.5 billion renovation. For perspective, Jerry Jones built Cowboys Stadium for $1.15 billion.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at kcnr1460.com.
And how to use them to propel their careers.
This was super interesting, and especially to see that everything can lead to something else, like a cooking led to you to be, you know, the founder, the president of a business, and even like your activities in high school, middle school, like led to this moment.
Adeline, what are you looking to do with the rest of your life? You have a sense of that?
No, not really, but I'm exploring a lot of interests right now, and I enjoy music and languages, so I think maybe something in that area.
Brett, somebody that's interested in languages and music, you think there's any hope for them?
Oh my gosh. I mean, in our world today, everybody speaks different languages, and they work with people that speak different languages, have different cultures. That's great.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. These days I'm watching the Tour de France, amazing feats of endurance, cyclists going, sometimes 100 miles or more every single day, day after day, climbing hills and doing time trials. And when it comes to training, the ketogenic diet is popular because what it does is it enables athletes to be ultra lean. And the leaner you are, the better your performance in some endurance sports. The problem with the ketogenic diet is that if you try to do a feat of tremendous endurance, like the Tour de France, without consuming any carbohydrates, you'll bunk. You'll run into trouble because you just run out of glycogen. You need that for high levels of performance. But you can train on a ketogenic diet, very low-carb diet, and maintain leanness. The question is, when should you begin your carbo load? So in past, when I've done triathlons, I began the carbo load like a couple of days before. Like I started to increase my carbs, not worried about the weight gain that would occur because I knew I was going to burn it off with a very long distance event. But, you know, so there used to be these spaghetti dinners that would happen right the night before a marathon. People would get together and, you know, eat a lot of pasta. Okay, so they tested this out. In the background to the study, they said no one has explored the metabolic and performance impacts of carbohydrate reintroduction before exercise and the timing of introduction. So they looked at individuals who did a 48-hour carbo load versus a carbo load that was right prior to the event. In other words, they, you know, had maybe, I don't know, some sugary drink or, you know, some sugary bar that delivered a lot of carbohydrates. And what they found was that you didn't have to do it 48 hours before. They said carbohydrate consumed in the 48 hours before exercise had no impact on performance compared to placebo. So all you performance athletes out there who are on a ketogenic diet, no need to carbo load well in advance of your event. You can just take some carbohydrates before the event, maybe take some additional carbohydrates during an ultra-long event. Yeah, I mean, you're going to, like, cycle, you know, do a century, 100 miles. Yeah, take along some auxiliary carbs. But you can train on a very low-carb diet and maintain a shredded body appearance and be ultra lean. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to talk about an innovative new supplement that promises to turn back time when it comes to biological aging. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low-Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And now for a special treat, because we get to talk to one of my favorite persons in the field of integrative medicine. He is actually considered perhaps the godfather of integrative and functional medicine. He's been a mentor to me. I owe a deep debt of gratitude to him for helping launch me on my career path. He's known to many of you. He's Dr. Jeffrey Bland. He has a PhD in molecular biology. He's also a certified nutrition specialist. He's founder and president of the PLMI, the Personalized Lifestyle Medicine Institute. They have great conferences. He's also president of something called Big Bold Health. And I'm very, very happy to share with our intelligent medicine listeners his latest innovation. And I always trust in the science when Dr. Bland introduces a product that he's done a considerable amount of research and development on. And so to tell us about it, here's Jeff Bland. Jeff, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Really, we really value your sponsorship of Big Bold Health.
Well, Ron, this is such a treat for me. I mean, as you indicated, our friendship and collegialship goes way back with the, you know, over decades. And you were being very kind to say that I've been a mentor for you. And I would say, reciprocally, you've been a mentor for me. That's the nature of good relationships, is that there's a sharing across good relationships, and I think both parties learn from one another. And you've certainly done that in my life over the last more than 30 years. So it's a privilege to have a chance to talk a little bit about Big Bold Health, which is this this present chapter in my life that I never thought that I'd be involved with sustainable regenerative farming or sustainable fisheries in Alaska, but lo and behold, look what happened. I've got this company that's focused on personal immune health, and we're doing both of those things. So it's been quite an interesting journey.
Indeed. Yeah, I thought that you might be communicating to us via Starlink from your boat in Dutch Harbor, Alaska, which is a place that you frequent. You ply up and down the inside passage continue to pursue, you know, some of these important innovations. So tell us about HTB, which is Himalayan tartary buckwheat.
Yeah, well, thank you. I have to say, first of all, that if you would have asked me that question 6 years ago, I would have said I never heard of tartary buckwheat. So a lot has happened over those 6 years as it relates to my education around this 3,500-year-old food. Believe it or not, it's one of the oldest husbanded foods on the planet. Obviously, the word tartary comes from the Tartan district of China on the foothills of the Himalayas. And it is a really remarkable product, which I can't understand why in the United States it has never been grown at any level of importance, other than it was brought over by our colonial ancestors, because it's such a hardy plant. It actually was one of the first cultivated plants in the New Americas, in what later became the United States. But then it fell out of use, and I could virtually find nobody that was growing it when I got interested in it about 6 years ago. And the reason I got interested in it was I had been invited to give a talk in Harbin, China, to the Chinese Medical Association. And believe it or not, there were over 10,000 Chinese medical doctors there, and I was speaking about functional medicine. And my host was a Shanghaiese medical doctor, but he had his PhD in clinical chemistry from Johns Hopkins, so he spoke quite good English, and we had a really marvelous week together. And out of that conversation, between the two of us grew this understanding that there was something about this tartary buckwheat, and particularly the variety of it that's called Himalayan tartary buckwheat. There are about 35 different varieties of tartary buckwheat, but the Himalayan type is called the black seed, or the wild type, has these 120 or so phytochemicals in it that are all immune active. It's probably one of the most immune dense active food products in the world. And so we got talking about that, and when I came back, then I asked my colleague, Trish Urey, who has worked with me for 28 years, I said, so who grows tartary buckwheat in the United States? And she said, I can only find one person. It's a former ag research professor from Cornell University that lives in Angelica, New York, with his former nurse wife. And they have a little hobby farm that he's growing tartary buckwheat, and he put an artisanal mill together, and they mill the seed, and then they have the flour, and his wife is a chef, and they sell at roadside stands. It's kind of their retirement thing to have fun with this product. But they're the only people that I can find in the United States that are actually growing this ancient non-gluten fruit seed. It's not actually a grain even. It's a more closely related to fruit seed than it is to a grain product. And so to make a long story a little bit shorter, we went out. We spent a few days. He and his wife were very gracious and hosted us at their farm, small little farm there in Angelica, New York. And out of that grew a really great relationship to the point that now we have bought Angelica Mills and Farm, and they retired and moved to Florida with their grandkids. And we are now in the regenerative, we just got certified as regenerative ag producing Tartary buckwheat. Now, why is that interesting? It's interesting because
obviously there's, what's interesting is that, there's tradition, but it's also now wedded to new scientific findings about the attributes of this.
Yes, and that's the breakthrough for us. So I'll segue really quickly to probably the most interesting part of this for people who wonder what's unique about this. So we reviewed the literature in Asia that had been developed over the years on this, and there was quite a body of scientific information available that was not really accessed here in the United States. And so we said, well, gee whiz, it seems like this food historically was even discussed in the Yellow Emperor's Handbook back, over 1,500 years ago, has a history of being kind of health promoting around the immune system. And this was pre-COVID. Little did we know what was going to happen with regard to the immune system later. And so we said, maybe we ought to be focusing on the immune effects. So we commissioned a study, which I'm actually very proud of, with my small group here, in which it was a pilot study, so it was only 50 subjects, but we looked at the impact of people taking this tartary buckwheat daily at a specific dose, and we measured their immune system in a very novel way that I think it was actually quite innovative. We developed with a genetic company called Illumina, we developed a certain way of analyzing the epigenetic marks on the genes of the immune system. So we can actually look how the food would imprint the immune system and how that could influence then immune function. Now, this is a pretty kind of maybe esoteric topic, so I'll just cut to the chase. What we found after 90 days of people taking this every day in their diet compared to when they started, that on average their immune system rejuvenate its function to the extent that it lowered the rate of aging of the immune system by 47%. That had never, ever been documented ever by any food product, and we published that in a peer-reviewed publication in November of last year. And it's created quite a stir, to think that a food that you would eat every day could actually imprint your genes of your immune system to slow the rate of immune aging and activate immune function in a way that was actually repatterning how the genes of your immune system were being expressed is a really, really powerful new concept about how nutrition can actually improve health and function. So from that now, we've made the decision, this is such a stunning discovery, we need to really extend this. So now we're doing, I think it is the largest clinical trial on a single food in humans in a blinded placebo-controlled fashion, looking at immune effects, and it's just being initiated with 850 subjects, that's a large study size, wow, into a placebo-controlled trial. And we'll have the results of that trial done by the end of this year. And I think it's going to be revolutionary. I think our preliminary data says that we're going to get some remarkable data out of this larger study. And I think what we're learning is that this food product, because of its unique combination of nutrients, can really significantly alter the rate at which the immune system undergoes aging and how it maintains function and resilience and rolling back the clock of the immune system, and in fact, it's pretty important because we now recognize that if you were to ask what you want to measure in your body that is best correlated with with your longevity, the data says today it's the age of your immune system. Right. That so precedes any other data.
It's not just resistance to colds and flus. We're talking about much more pervasive impacts on inflammation, on cancer surveillance, et cetera, right?
Exactly. In fact, every chronic disease from from cognitive dysfunction with Alzheimer's dementia and type 2 diabetes to arthritis to digestive discomforts to hormonal imbalances, polycystic ovary syndrome in women. All of those are interrelated to your immune system function. Even sarcopenia, the loss of muscle with aging individuals, is related to the status of your immune system. So
frailty.
We think
frailty,
we're right on the horns of something. Yeah. Right, frailty. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's our focus.
You've actually combined it with some other synergistic ingredients in a product called HTB Rejuvenate, right? And what are some of the ingredients you thought to combine it with?
Yeah, so what we did is we took the natural substances that were within tartary buckwheat, and we evaluated what were the, out of the 120 or so different nutrients that we could we can analyze in the product, where was the heavy lifting? What were the ingredients that we thought were really fundamentally important? Things like dichidral inositol, a very interesting prebiotic that has positive effects on gut microbiome, like Acromantium mesenophilia, very important microbe in our gut that helps to maintain gut function and immune function of our intestinal tract. So we augmented those specific nutrients that were within tartary buckwheat that we felt were doing the heavy lifting. One of those is an ingredient that's actually only found in certain forms of buckwheat, like tartary buckwheat, which is called 2-hydroxybenzylamine or 2-HOBA, H-O-B-A. And that has a very powerful effect on controlling the plasticity of your blood vessels and lowering immune inflammation. And so we augmented that in the HTB Rejuvenate. And it was the HTB Rejuvenate that we actually studied in that study I mentioned earlier that showed the 47% reduction in the rate of human aging. That was taking, we put it in capsule form to make it more easily available to people. So that was 4 capsules a day that led to that 47% reduction.
Yeah, and it turns out it is available in several forms. It's in capsules. It's in a powder. How do you use the powder? Do you dissolve that in water? Do you sprinkle it on on your berries, or how could you utilize that?
Actually, there's two different powder forms. One is what we call the superfood, and that's Himalayan tartary buckwheat with a complete portfolio of vitamins and minerals that can be used like in a shake mix or as a meal supplement. And then we also have our most recent advance, which I'm quite excited about, actually, called our HTB sprout powder. We found after doing studies over a couple of years that there was a certain set of conditions, both time, temperature, and light, with certain wavelengths of light, that we could sprout the tartary buckwheat seed and it would triple the level of these immune active nutrients. So that our sprout powder, 2 teaspoons of the sprout powder are equivalent to a half a cup of the flour. So it makes it very easily to be put in virtually anything as a kind of a nutty tasting. You can use it in dressings. You can cook with it. You can put it in liquids. You can put it on berries. It's one of those multi-use individual products that is immune enhancing.
And finally, there's also chocolate chews. Gummies and chewables are a big thing these days, right?
Yeah, we just lost our chews. I'm not a big gummy believer because there's so many ingredients they put in gummies that are not consistent with our sustainable. But we can make a chew that's all natural, that's non-GMO, and that was just released to the market, and it's amazing how fast that's been incorporated. People seem to really love it. So it's our super immunity chews is another form of delivery.
All right, so let me... Our call to action is, if you want to learn more, to order HTB Rejuvenate, which I highly recommend because we really value our partnership with Big Bold Health. Just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. Thank you very much, Jeff Bland, for joining us. Many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use.
the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DeerHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DeerHoffmanStore.com, DeerHoffmanStore.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Well, there are questions whether there will be an August recess for senators this year. President Trump asking Senate Majority Leader John Thune to cancel the recess in order to confirm his executive and judicial appointments. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says President Trump keeps racking up wins.
Change has come to Washington. There's no doubt to that. Your list speaks to all of the change. The border is closed. There were zero entries in the last month. That's the second month in a row, I believe, with zero entries. And the deportations are beginning. And in fact, they're having such an impact already that some people are getting wary of them. That's actually a sign of success for Trump.
Continetti says it's hard to believe how much President Trump has accomplished.
When you look at what voters said were their priorities in the 2024 election, bringing radical change to Washington, reviving the American economy, and dealing with the migration crisis that ensued from a four-year open border under Joe Biden, Trump has made great gains in all three of these dimensions of policy.
The suspect held in the overnight shooting of an off-duty Border Patrol agent in a Manhattan park is in the country illegally. The New York Post is reporting that the federal agent was shot in the face by an illegal immigrant identified as 21-year-old Miguel Francisco Nunez, who tried to rob him. The Department of Homeland Security says Nunez, an illegal from the Dominican Republic, crossed the border in 2023 and has a long rap sheet, including four arrests in New York City, where he was released without bail each time. Health officials are urging Florida swimmers to watch out for flesh-eating bacteria at the beach. Four people have died and seven have gotten sick. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their three-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A man dies after his 20-pound chain necklace pulls him into an MRI machine.
A man who was pulled into an MRI machine in New York after walking into the room wearing what his wife said was a 20-pound chain around his neck for weight training has died. Adrian Jones McAllister told a local news station she was undergoing an MRI on her knee when she asked the tech to get her husband, Keith McAllister, to help her get off the table. When he got close to her, she said, at that instant, the machine switched him around, pulled him in, and he hit the MRI. Julie Walker, New York.
A Delta regional jet bound for North Dakota had to make an aggressive maneuver or two to avoid a midair collision with the B-52 bomber. Airlines said the close call happened July 18th. It's unclear just how close the two aircraft were from each other. SkyWest, which operated the flight, is investigating. News and analysis at townhall.com. Mixed reaction to Britain's lowering the voting age.
Scotland and Wales already allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local elections. Britain will join the shortlist of countries where the voting age is 16, alongside the likes of Austria, Brazil and Ecuador. Additional reforms include automatic voter registration and allowing bank cards as voter ID. Officials also aim to tighten campaign financing rules in an attempt to prevent foreign interference. The changes still require parliamentary approval. The next election is due by 2029. I'm Karen Chamath.
Four people are dead, more than a dozen others hurt following a crash in San Antonio involving a stolen car and a passenger bus. The crash happened Thursday after the driver of the speeding Camaro on I-35 crashed into the bus. The bus was then hit by an 18-wheeler. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
RG.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with a motion picture leading lady starring in an offering of suspense. And later we resume the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Duke Red Matter. First, though, an Oscar winner doing the radio thing. She earned that Academy Award for her work in the 1946 film The Razor's Edge. This radio appearance is from the following year, and also features Kathy Lewis, Wally Mayer, and future Dragnet star Jack Webb. It's from February 20th of 1947.
Suspense. Tonight, Roma Wines bring you Miss Ann Baxter in Always Room at the Top, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Roma Wines by William Spear.
Reception. Yes, she is, Miss Thornton. Very well, Miss Thornton. I'll have her come in. Miss Brand.
Yes?
Miss Thornton will see you now. A large corner office at the end of the hall.
Thank you. Jean Thornton was a tall, square-shouldered blonde with high cheekbones and a good figure. And nervous as a cat. More than that. I hadn't been in her office 5 minutes before I knew that she was afraid of something. Her boss, the responsibilities of her job, something. I couldn't understand it. She was art director of William J. Farrell and Company, one of the best advertising agencies in town. She had everything I wanted, professionally and a couple of other ways. And yet she was afraid. I couldn't understand it. Then?
Yes, yes, these are quite good. Quite good, Miss...
Brandt. Helen Brandt.
Yes, Miss Brandt. Quite good. But, cigarette.
Thanks. Oh,
How cute. Silly thing. Mr. Farrell sent it to me from Mexico. Where else in the world would anybody have the patience to sit down and put together a musical cigarette case? But, as I was saying... Oh, yes. These are really very good layouts, Miss Brandt. I like them. But I don't quite see how we can use you just now.
You said that before, Miss Thornton.
Yes, so I did. Well...
Look, Miss Thornton, I don't need the job. I'm not one of those desperate people that's coming to cry on your shoulder. I have a job at Maxfield and Ellis. But they're stupid there. I'm not getting any place. In a firm like this where people have imagination, you have a chance. That's all I want, a chance.
So do a lot of other people, Miss Brandt.
Well, I'm not a lot of other people. I think I've got ability, and you know it. Commercial ability. I think I could be professional.
Yes, yes. Well, if there's an opening, we'll get in touch with you.
You'll get in touch. I know what that means. I've been given the brush off by X.
That will be all, Miss Brandt.
But I'm sick of being brushed off. I've got ability. As much as you have, and maybe more, and I'll show you.
Miss Brandt, will you leave my office, or shall I have you thrown out?
All right, Miss Thornton. Good day. Of course, that would be the last time I'd ever lay eyes on Jean Thornton. That's what I thought. I went back to my office and worked most of the night catching up on my own stuff, doing a little extra that I was peddling around town. I was standing on the sidewalk, kidding with a night elevator man, while I waited for a cab, and looking up at the tower against the early morning sky. That dark tower, 36 floors above the street, and 3 blocks up the avenue where the William J. Farrell Agency had their offices, and where I'd have given my right arm to be working.
You'll miss all your beauty sleep working this late, Miss Brandt.
Now, Charlie, who says I need beauty sleep?
Oh, you don't.
I like to work at night. It's quiet. Think of all the sunrises I see. Look at that sky.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day, I guess. Look!
I saw the body falling and the scream came to us at the same moment. We stood there frozen, horrified, fascinated.
Oh, Lord. I wish I hadn't seen that.
Charlie, that was someone from the Farrell agency.
Whoever it was, poor devil.
A woman.
Oh, wait, Miss Brandt. I wouldn't go up there. Miss Brandt.
Even by the time I got there, a patrol car had appeared out of nowhere, the way they will in this town. And the usual crowd of early birds and night owls standing around gawking. They were trying to cover it up with a blanket.
All right, stand back. Stand back.
Who is it?
You couldn't tell anyway.
A woman.
I wanted to look, but I couldn't. A cop was picking up stuff that had rolled out of a handbag into the street, going through it methodically, opening things up. And then I heard it, and I didn't have to look. I knew.
You
know.
Wouldn't try to kid the press, would you, sister?
You might as well tell us, because we'll just sit here anyway until...
Hey, yeah, there he is now.
Mr. Farrell, I'm from the news.
Please,
I'd like to know if...
Boys, please, I can't tell you anything now.
Mr. Farrell, please. I'm Helen Brandt.
Mr. Farrell, my people would like to know if Miss Thornton had been
out of that
responder.
Door. Now, please, get out of here, all of you. Get out! I told you I can't talk to any reporters. Now, give me a few
minutes.
I'm
not a reporter, Mr. Farrell. I'm Helen Brandt. I'm art director of a small advertising agency, but I've got
what?
Some samples here. And... Mr. Farrell, please. Just look at these. You're going to have a new art director.
What did you say?
Sure. You're shocked. But it can't hurt her. And I've been trying to see you for months, and now you're on a spot, and if you just
take
look...
Take those things out of my face and get out of
just
here.
Just look at them first. That's all I ask.
All I ask is that you...
Well.
And this one, for Parker's shoes. I've followed Miss Thornton's general ideas, but I've added, well, that.
Mm-hmm.
They're good, Mr. Farrell. And if you say they aren't...
All right. All right, they're good. They're very good. But if you think I'd hire a woman who hasn't any more decency than to barge in here at a time like this
decency.
And try to push...
Decency? What's decency got to do with it? Do you need an art director or a Sunday school teacher?
Look, Mr. Farrell, now, if you don't mind, my people want to know what Miss Thornton was doing in her office at 5 o'clock this morning.
She must have been working all night on the new Parker layouts. They have to be out by...
Be out by 3 this afternoon.
Working all night. Maybe went to the window for fresh air. Tired, got dizzy.
Look, Miss...
Brandt. Helen Brandt.
Miss Brandt. Miss Brandt, I think you're one of the most despicable women I've ever had the misfortune to meet. But I've got a very big job to get out this afternoon. My assistant art director's homesick, and by the time I interview
Thanks,
these...
Mr.
You can arrange the details with my secretary in there. And frankly, the less I have to do with you myself, the better I'll like it.
I think you'll change your mind about that, Mr. Farrell.
Now, Mr. Farrell, if you wouldn't mind, we know things are tough and you don't want to tell us, but...
Yes?
Are you,
Mr. Farrell's secretary, yes.
Oh, well, I'm Helen Brandt.
Marie Harris, how do you do?
How do you do? I'm taking Miss Thornton's place.
Taking Miss Thornton's place, I see.
Yes, temporarily.
Well, you're not one to let the grass grow under your feet, are you, my dear?
Mr. Farrell said I could arrange the details with you.
To be sure. I expect you'd better make out one of our regular employment forms.
Oh, thank you.
Temporarily, you said.
Yes.
Still, doesn't it feel a bit odd to be filling a dead woman's shoes that are hardly cold, so to speak?
I don't see anything so odd about it, Miss Harris. Somebody would have to.
No, of course you wouldn't.
By previous experience, does it mean just in the advertising business?
Any experience that might be applicable. It has occurred to you, I suppose, Miss Brandt, that when someone like Miss Thornton is cut off in mid-career, so to speak, there's usually a reason for it?
They say it was an accident.
An accident, do they?
Oh, will this be all right, Miss Harris?
Yes, yes, that will do. Of course, there's always the possibility of suicide. I suppose you thought of that.
I suppose it might have been. Will you show me my office, please?
Certainly, this way. You might as well have the dead woman's, that is, Miss Thornton's office. And of course, there is another possibility. Isn't there?
What other possibility?
The possibility of murder.
Murder?
Why, yes. Here's your office, Miss Brandt. If you need anything, just call me. I want to make you as comfortable as possible under the circumstances.
We're right in the middle of an episode of Suspense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
For Suspense, Roma Wines are bringing you Ann Baxter in Always Room at the Top. Roma Wines' presentation tonight in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
I'd met Marie Harris's type before. Jealous of her authority as the boss's secretary, resentful of every newcomer, and determined to make them uncomfortable. Though it was only natural for her to resent someone like myself, a total stranger who walked into the job of art director for one of the best advertising outfits in town, the William J. Farrell Agency. And even though Mr. Farrell had said, temporary, I knew that I had the job. I knew it before the first campaign was over. I was in. And then, one night, the first of those funny little things began to happen. I was just taking off my hat and coat when I saw it there on my desk. A picture. A big framed picture of a dead girl, Jean Thornton. And written across the face of it, it said, Bill, darling, to the swellest guy and the swellest boss any girl ever had.
Admiring your predecessor, Miss Brandt?
Where did that come from?
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea.
It wasn't there when I left last night. Somebody put it there.
Possibly some well-wisher, Miss Brandt. Some sincere well-wisher. As a sort of warning.
A warning of what? What are you driving at?
Miss Thornton and Mr. Farrell were quite close. At one time.
And what's that got to do with me?
You know what happened, Miss Brandt, to Miss Thornton.
Look, Marie. Are you hinting that female art directors in this office have a habit of falling for the boss and then falling out the window?
I'm not hinting anything, Miss Brandt. You asked me for an explanation of how the picture got there. I've given you one. Doubtless it is far-fetched. Certainly it must seem so to you.
It's crazy.
Of course. Will that be all, Miss Brandt?
Listen, Marie. Let's you and I cut out the formality and let down our hair. Is there anything around here that I, well, ought to know?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean, Miss Brandt.
All right. The girl who used to have my job is dead. You've been hitting around enough about it. Is there anything that you know that I don't? Now, is that plain enough?
Quite. I can only say that I have not hinted at anything. I have perhaps engaged in certain idle speculations on matters which were better left as they are. That's all.
Okay, Marie. But the way things look now, I'm liable to be around here for quite a while.
Oh, I should think it likely.
And you and I ought to learn to get along.
You'll have no trouble getting along with me, Miss Brandt.
But you mean I may with him?
I can only say, Miss Brandt, as your sincere friend...
And well-wisher?
Yes. Looking for a man who's subject to singularly strong enthusiasms. Sometimes these enthusiasms are apt to be carried to extremes. It is essential to appreciate this in dealing with Mr. Farrell.
I don't suppose this picture gag would be one of Mr. Farrell's little enthusiasms.
Under the circumstances, I should think it most unlikely.
And it wouldn't be one of yours, my little well-wisher.
No, Miss Brandt, it would not.
You couldn't help but believe her. She was so prim and proper. But I was determined to have a showdown anyway on the whole thing. My job and everything. I stalked into Bill Farrell's office with a picture in my hand and without benefit of knocking.
Oh, hello, Helen. Come in.
Something it appears to be from your desk seems to have popped up on mine.
Hmm?
Here.
Where did you get that?
I just told you. On my desk. Your ever tactful Marie has suggested that some well-wisher left it as a warning.
Oh, poor Jean. She gave me that when...
That explanation still seems to leave several questions unanswered, Mr. Farrell.
Look, Helen, you'll hear a lot of funny things in this office, like any other office. But take my word for it, they don't mean a thing. Just do your job the way you've been doing it, and you'll be all right.
How right is that?
You like the job, don't you?
I like the work. I haven't got the job.
Do you want it?
What do you think?
Well, you've certainly earned it, Helen.
Will you stop beating around the bush? Am I the new art director of the William J. Farrell Agency or not?
All right, you are. You are hereby officially the new art director of the William J. Farrell Agency. From this day forward until...
Until what?
As long as you want the job, Helen.
Until death do us part, is what he'd started to say. I forgot it, though. I forgot it almost the moment he said it. For the next 24 hours, I was walking on air. It wasn't just a job. It was something even better. I knew Bill Farrell was falling in love with me. I knew that was just a matter of time, too. Morning, Marie. Mr. Farrell in?
Not yet, Miss Grant.
I wish you wouldn't be so formal with me, Marie. Everybody calls everybody else by their first names around here except you.
I'm used to more conventional methods in most things, Miss Brandt.
Okay, okay. Let me know when he comes in, though, will you? I want to see him.
Yes, Miss Brandt.
Hello, Bill, darling. You hear it? Yes, it's that silly little thing you sent me from Mexico. I got it just this morning, darling. And so I wanted to tell you how sweet it was. Thank you this way.
Marie!
This
Marie! Marie!
Yes, Miss Brandt.
Marie, I just heard her voice.
Whose voice, Miss Brandt?
Hers. Jean's. Miss Thornton's.
Why don't you lie down on the couch for a moment, Miss Brandt? You've been working too hard lately, and I'll get you some water.
No, I tell you, I heard it. Right in this room.
In this room?
Yes, I know it was because there was that music box, too. That cigarette case of hers.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember.
So do I. Because the last time I heard it was down there when they were picking up the things.
There's no one here now, Miss Brandt. No one but you and me.
I know, but I heard it.
Was it speaking to you, this voice?
No, to Bill, to Mr. Farrell. Something personal.
Oh, I dare say. Have you ever looked in this closet by the door, Miss Brandt?
Why, not especially, no.
I think there's probably a perfectly logical explanation of what you heard, Miss Brandt. Yes, yes, you see?
Oh.
A dictograph. It used to be Miss Thornton's. They use dictographs for everything in this office. They say it saves them $40,000 a year in stenographic help.
I see.
Something must have turned it on. Yes, there, you see? This box of pencils that has fallen off the shelf. It must have been that.
What turned it off, Marie?
I'm sure I don't know. It's quite simple, isn't it? Here's the switch.
Hello, Bill, darling. You hear?
Stop it. Stop it.
Yes, Miss Brandt.
And I'll get it out of here.
Certainly, Miss Brandt. Is there any particular place?
I don't care what you do with it. Do anything you like. Throw it out the window.
What was that, Miss Brandt?
Just get it out of here. And leave me alone. Silly, I know that. It could have happened that way. It must have, just as Marie said. But all the time in the back of my mind was a lurking horror. A nameless thing that I felt hanging over that office. And over me. Something about a girl who was dead. A girl who had plunged to her death from that same dark tower that was now my dark tower. Plunged screaming to her death only a few short weeks ago. The next night, I had to work late again to make up. I'd been out to supper, alone. I was conscious of the light still burning in Bill's office when I got back. I wasn't particularly anxious to see him just then. To be truthful, I was avoiding him, I suppose. I'd been in my office about an hour and a half when the phone rang. I thought it was strange because I was certain that I'd asked to have my nightline disconnected. Out of habit, I picked it up to answer.
Hello, Bill. Bill, is that you? Bill!
Bill!
Helen, what is it?
Oh, Bill.
Helen, darling. Here, tell me. Baby, baby, what is it? What's happened?
I heard her. Again.
Heard who, dear?
Jean. Jean Thornton.
Jean?
Yes, on the telephone. I know it was. I swear it.
But, darling, it couldn't have been.
Oh, Bill, I think I'm going mad.
Oh, Helen, darling, listen to me.
The picture, the dictograph. All right. But this...
Helen, look at me.
Yes, Bill.
I love you, Helen. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yes, darling, I do. I'm afraid.
But there's nothing to be afraid of, darling.
No, not that. I'm afraid because now I know that you're afraid.
I am?
Yes. You are, aren't you?
Helen, I...
Bill, please. You've got to tell me now.
Now, look, darling. I'm in a jam. A bad jam. An awful bad jam.
Yes, it
but
must
it's,
be.
But it's nothing that you have to worry about. It's nothing that isn't going to straighten itself out. It's nothing that I'm going to let affect us ever.
Bill, if it affects you... It does affect us.
Darling, darling, you've got to trust me just a little longer.
Bill, I do. I will. But it's about Jean, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it's about Jean.
And it was. She didn't just fault.
It was a terrible thing, Helen. Terrible, about as terrible as it could be. But, Helen, just remember this, darling. There's nothing to be afraid of. It'll all be over soon, very soon.
Is that all? All you can tell me?
It's all I can tell you now. Oh, darling, I know what this is like for you, but please, please go home now and forget all about
it. How can I forget about it?
Well, try anyway. I've got some things to finish up here, and then I'll call for you, and we'll start making our plans. Oh, you will marry me, won't you, Helen?
Oh, Bill, yes.
Then everything's all right. Go on now, go on.
All right.
Good night for now, my dearest.
Good night. I went out. I didn't go home. I couldn't. I walked for miles, trying to think. But nothing made any sense, except that I was in love, and in an agony of fear for what might happen to spoil it. And suddenly I realized that I had to know everything, now, tonight, whatever it was. So I went back to the office. The light was still on, and I was just at the door when I stopped.
You're insane, crazy. Suppose somebody saw you and recognized you.
You sent me a message. You couldn't.
I did not. I gave no message to no one. Why do you lie to me like that?
I'm not lying to
you.
Bill, I heard it. I threw open the door, and she was standing there. Jean Thornton. A woman who was dead. I came to. I was lying on the couch in Bill's office. At first it seemed perfectly natural, lying there and Bill sitting beside me, holding my hands, and her there, Jean, standing over by the desk, talking to him.
Well, what are you going to do about her?
Do? What do you mean, do?
You're going to have to do something. She knows, doesn't she? Or she will when she snaps out of it.
I'm not going to do anything.
I suppose you're in love with her.
What if I am?
Because it makes a difference, my sweet, to me.
Bill?
Oh, darling. Bill? Darling, it's all right.
Is she really?
Yes. Yes, it's Jean.
But I saw her. That morning I saw her lying.
That's what you were supposed to think.
Then who?
Just a girl.
Oh, you might as well tell her. At least then she'll be in it as deep as the rest of us.
Jean, please.
Your boyfriend there has been dipping into the till about $250,000 worth of the client's money. My insurance and what the company had me insured for was just about enough to cover it. Like a fool, I agreed to it.
You suggested it.
I thought he was in love with me then.
But there was a girl.
A girl who worked in the office. No friends, no family. I fired her the day before, then got her to come up here that night. Another chance. Modeling, I said, was my clothes.
A cigarette case.
I dug up another one. I knew people would remember that.
Oh, Bill.
I told you it was bad.
Oh, darling, I don't care. I don't care what it was. As long as...
I think you'd better let me take charge of things now, Mr. Farrell.
Marie.
Please don't move. I'm quite prepared to shoot if I have to.
Marie, this is insane.
Is it? It's a shakedown.
What do you want, Marie?
Quite a lot, I'm afraid, Mr. Farrell.
And how do you expect to get it? It's your word against ours, three of us.
You forget, Miss Thornton, that you are legally dead. As for the rest, do you remember, Miss Brandt, that I said we used dictographs for practically everything in this office?
It was you that...
I tried my best to warn you, Miss Brandt. I'm truly sorry for you. Listen.
You might as well tell her. At least then she'll be in as deep as the rest of us.
Jean, please.
Your boyfriend there had been dipping into the till about $250,000 worth. Client's money. My insurance.
There is more, of course, but I'm sure that will suffice. Now, Miss Thornton, I think you and I had better have a little talk alone.
What do you want us to do, Marie?
I'll come to you later, Mr. Farrell. For the moment, I must ask you to step into the conference room behind you. You too, Miss Brandt.
Marie.
Please, Mr. Farrell, not now. I shall have to lock you in, but it will not be for long, I think. You know, of course, that there's no other way out except down.
Stood there, huddled together by the locked door, but we could hear nothing. Until there was a sound like a window being opened, and then...
Marie! 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 Marie!
Take him out now.
What have you done to her?
Miss Thornton has, shall we say, taken the easy way out.
You mean you forced her?
Very well, if you prefer. I'm sure it can make little difference now. You, Miss Brandt, I take it, are in love with Mr. Farrell, in spite of my warnings.
Yes.
Then I'm sure I can count on your silence, knowing the results to Mr. Farrell if you were to break it.
Yes, yes, anything.
But I'm afraid your marital plans will have to wait.
What do you mean?
I think it's best this way, for my own protection. Of course, if anything were to happen to Mr. Farrell, this way, everything would come to me.
What would? How?
The firm and the money. You see, Miss Brandt, Mr. Farrell is going to marry me.
I looked at Bill. I knew he'd do as she said. What else? I turned and left the room without speaking. In my own office, I found the little automatic where lately I'd always kept it. When I came back, Bill was staring out the window, and Marie was making up her face from a little compact. They didn't even glance in my direction. I'm waiting for the police. I've been looking over the new layout. The Dulcet Soap campaign is particularly good. We did it together, Bill and I. The theme was a bride and groom.
Suspense.
Presented by Roma Wines, R-O-M-A, Roma, America's favorite wine.
Anne Baxter is currently being seen in the 20th Century Fox Daryl F. Zanuck production, The Razor's Edge. Tonight's suspense play was written by Eleanor Beeson.
From February 20th of 1947, as I mentioned, Anne Baxter would win an Academy Award for her work in The Razor's Edge. She was nominated again, as was her co-star Bette Davis, for the 1950 Oscar-winning drama All About Eve. Now, in addition to Davis and Baxter, the Best Actress category that year also featured Gloria Swanson for Sunset Boulevard. But the upset winner was Judy Holliday for Born Yesterday. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on Wynn Radio was the third installment of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Duke Red Matter. We'll be right back.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery. In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now. And use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. There's nothing like that mobile phone bill after a trip with a ton of big roaming charges. What a drag. But a great way to stay in touch without incurring any roaming charges is with an eSIM from Always Mobile. Mike Stanford from Always Mobile explains.
Depending on the carrier and depending on the plan you are, probably $12, $15, $16 a day to roam in Mexico. So you're looking at avoiding roaming charges of, you know, $150, $200. And as an example, they could each purchase a 5 gigabit plan that covers their 7-day trip in Mexico. They could purchase that for the equivalent of $9.50 US.
Always Mobile has plans for more than 170 countries. Always-mobile.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for the third installment of the Duke Red Matter. Lead Bob Bailey, joined by Barbara Fuller and Barbara Eiler, with Will Wright as Ben Abbott and Parley Bear as Cully. It originally played back in January of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Who?
Johnny Dollar, the insurance investigator. This is Miss Abbott, isn't it?
Yes. What are you doing in the stable office?
Waiting for you to call me. Your father threw me off the farm a few minutes ago. A man named Cully, who works for your dad, said he really didn't mean it. Said he'd fix it up for me to talk to you.
Cully. I guess that's why he asked me to phone the stable office.
You told me the horse wasn't injured, shouldn't have been destroyed.
Oh, I hope you didn't believe all that, Mr. Dollar.
Well, now look, I've got to settle a $65,000 claim on the death of a racehorse. The carcass was cremated, and I have no evidence that the horse was destroyed or even injured. I don't know what to believe yet, but I can tell you this. Don't ever talk to an insurance investigator the way you did earlier today, not unless you can back it up.
My, you sound grim.
You sound like it's a laughing matter.
Hardly anything's a laughing matter. I'll be right down.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator,
yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location San Pietro, California, to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Universal Building, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Duke Red matter. 15 minutes after I spoke with Terry Abbott on the phone, I looked out the window of the stable office and saw her starting down toward the stables. She'd changed clothes. This time she was wearing blue jeans and riding boots. She carried a quirt in one hand, a cigarette in the other. There was a scarf or some such tied around her hair. All in all, it was a classic impression. Rich girl, racing horses, and fast cars. She wore a disdainful pout, also classic.
Hi.
How do?
Father asked me where I was going, and I told him I was going for a ride. Why'd he throw you out?
He didn't like questions I asked him, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe I won't like the questions you asked me.
Possibly. Probably.
You don't really work very hard trying to please anyone, do you?
Industrial hazard in my business. Hope it doesn't bother you too much, Miss Abbott.
Nope, I like it. You're so darn sure of yourself, and you know so darn little, and you look like you might be thinking all kinds of things. How tall are you? No, let me guess. 6'1"?
Not quite.
Well, you're tall enough, I suppose. Do you like this office? I suppose you've been opening the files and going through all of Father's papers. That's what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
Nope.
Well, unless you know something about horses, the papers around here wouldn't mean much to you. Times, weights, whole schedule and chart for every bit of stock on the place. Do you know anything about horses?
Just one. Duke Red.
Oh.
He was insured for $65,000. And he's dead now.
You know, I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
I wanted to talk to you before I left.
What about? I didn't insure Duke Red. My father insured him. Your business is with my dad, not me, Mr. Dollar.
Pardon me if I seem a little confused, but earlier today you were very anxious to tell me something about all that.
Was I?
Yes, you were. Hey, what is this anyway?
I wish we hadn't met.
But we did, and you mentioned there was no need to destroy Duke Red after he'd been injured. Now, did you say something like that to me because you were angry at your father? Or did you say it because there was some truth to it? Well, what's that supposed to mean? Do you just stand around and pout when people ask you questions? Did you mean that horse wasn't injured or that he was injured but that he could have been saved? Well, did you have any reason at all for saying the things you did?
I've been very upset lately. All of us around here have been very upset.
Yeah, I'm getting that way myself.
Duke Red was the best horse we've had around these stables in 5 years. His father was a real champion, Earl Red, and maybe you've heard of him. He earned $190,000. We've all been counting on Duke Red since he was a colt. He had it then. This was going to be his big year. When this stupid accident happened, it just turned all of us upside down.
Uh-huh. Is that your explanation for the things you said to me?
Yes, for the moment. Now, please, don't ask me any more questions right now.
One more.
What?
Your father fired a couple of people I wanted to talk with. One of them was a Howard Monroe.
Dad's office manager.
Yes, I met him a couple of nights ago. He wouldn't talk. He was too mad. Said something about letting your father handle his own dirty business.
What?
Now, I don't know what that meant, and I don't think I care just now. But the other man who was fired was a horse trainer named Warner, Tom Warner. According to your father, it was Warner's neglect that caused the horse to stumble and back into the tractor blades.
What?
Warner isn't around here now, but he must be somewhere, and I want to talk to him. Now, where can I find out his address?
He's from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore. What about his address?
Well, it'd be in the personnel files. You can get those at the office in town in San Pietro.
Okay. Do you think he went there?
I don't know. I don't know. And what's more, I don't care.
The Abbotts, father and daughter, were turning out to be a real peachy pair to deal with. I left them in their racing farm and drove back into San Pietro in the offices where I obtained the Baltimore address on Thomas Warner. Expense account item 4, $1.05, one telegram. To Hartford in the office of Niles Pearson, requesting a complete record of Benjamin Abbott's financial status. Item 5, $1.60, another telegram. To Thomas Warner, horse trainer, requesting him to contact me as soon as possible at the San Pietro Hotel. Meanwhile, I did what I could to establish Abbott's local credit standing. I started with the bank.
Dollar?
That's right.
What's it about?
I'm an insurance investigator. I'm working for Universal Adjustment Bureau. We have a claim in on a property of Benjamin Abbott.
Duke Red?
That's right. $65,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a load. What can the bank do for you?
Tell me about Abbott's credit situation, for one thing.
Oh.
He does bank here, I presume.
Yeah, for years. My name's Dale Ryan. We better go in my office.
Sure.
Grab a chair, Dollar.
Thanks.
Miss White?
Yes, Mr. O'Ryan.
Bring in Mr. Abbott's file, please. Up to date.
Yes, sir.
It'll take a few minutes, Dollar.
All right. Maybe you can give me a rundown on how things are generally.
Maybe. This is all confidential, I suppose.
Absolutely, Mr. O'Ryan. I have no axe to grind.
You must have something to grind, or you wouldn't be here. People usually try to cheat insurance companies for money reasons, don't they?
Well, usually, yes.
Have you been cheated?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any reason for us to be cheated. Look, maybe it'll put your mind at ease if I just tell you that a man with a $65 claim has his financial situation checked as a matter of course.
You're a careful bunch of cubs, aren't you?
Well, business being the way it is, yeah.
Well, I don't think you'll find too much to raise an eyebrow about with old Ben. He's got one of the largest balances in town. Roughly, it'd be in the $100,000 area. Yeah, racing horses is quite a business, and he knows what he's doing. I doubt very much if he'd try to bamboozle you people out of a tiny little $65,000.
Well,
that's small change to Ben Abbott. That ranch, the stock, his investment there must come to well over $1 million. He meets a weekly payroll in the $10,000 class. Terry must run him a couple of thousand a month or so.
You mean his daughter?
Yeah. You met her?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when Terry wants a new car, she just parks the old one she's been driving and takes her plane to San Francisco and buys a new one. She might even feel like having a vacation and fly over to Honolulu. She's very expensive that way.
If what you say is true, she must be.
No doubt about it. Well, she'll probably be marrying somebody one of these days as soon as she can find a guy who can stand the freight charges. I figure it'll be one of that Los Angeles oil gang or somebody from Texas. Oil's her best bet, don't you think?
Well,
that is, if she wants to stay in her social circle. It isn't very wide, naturally.
Naturally.
Oh, yes?
Mr. O'Ryan.
Oh, come in, come in.
Mr. Abbott's folder.
Oh, thanks. Well, here it is. See for yourself.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. You want to take that office over there and look this over, Mr. Dollar?
Mr. Dollar? Yeah, I think I'd better.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on Win Radio Was.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
I spent the rest of the afternoon going over Benjamin Abbott's local bank standing. It confirmed in detail what Mr. Orion had said in general. His assets were many, his cash on hand plentiful. Also, and this has a bearing, the activities of his daughter Terry were indicated in some of the expenditures. There was only one item I had to question Orion about when I'd finished looking it all over.
Yes, Dollar?
I noticed a check was drawn 5 days ago payable to Howard T. Monroe,
$5,500. Yes?
It's marked bonus.
Monroe handled business affairs for Abbott a year or two, and Monroe left a few days ago. Probably severance and things like that.
Yeah.
Anything wrong?
I don't know. For all I can gather, they didn't part company under the best of terms. As a matter of fact, they had kind of a row. Seems strange he'd pay Monroe a balance after he kicked him out.
He's a strange guy. Check cleared all right. No question on it.
Oh, yeah, I noticed. Something else, then.
Hmm?
Monroe was fired last Tuesday. Monday, a man named Thomas Warner was fired, too.
Tom Warner, the trainer?
Yeah. Abbott told me Warner was responsible for the accident with Duke Red. Funny.
What?
According to these books, Abbott should still owe Thomas Warner a month's salary, $700.
Well, let me see. Yes.
No bonus, no salary, no severance.
Seems to me Tom Warner's got a kick coming.
Why doesn't he kick, Mr. Orion?
I don't know. I would.
Most anybody would. I rechecked Abbott's local office in San Pietro and learned that Warner had not left any kind of forwarding address. As a matter of fact, he told no one he was leaving. Expense account item 6, $1.98, dinner, alone. in the dining room adjacent to the lobby of the San Pietro Hotel. I wasn't enjoying my chef's special with a limp green salad when the clerk came in.
Mr. Dollar, I thought you might be in here. A long-distance call for you, Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, yeah, fine. Where can I take you?
Use the lobby phone, Mr. Dollar. I'll plug you in from the switchboard. Yeah, go ahead. They're on the line now.
Good, thanks. Thanks very much. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Is this Johnny Dollar, the man who sent the telegram?
Yes, who's this?
This is Thomas Warner's father. The wire I opened it, it said it was important for Thomas to get in touch with you. I thought I'd better call and tell you where you could reach him, Mr. Dollar.
Well, that's very kind of you, sir.
I come home from work. I think this is best. You call him in San Pietro. He worked near there for a man named Benjamin Abbott. Ben Abbott, training horses. You get in touch with Thomas.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm in San Pietro now, Mr. Warner. Your son left here 4 days ago. Didn't he come home?
No. Are you sure Thomas is not at Mr. Benjamin Abbott's farm?
Positive. Do you have any other ideas where he could be?
No. Not sound like Thomas, though, Mr. Dollar. He would not go off away without letting his mother and me know.
Are you sure?
I am sure, certain. Thomas, my son, he always let my wife and I know where he is, so we don't worry. Something is wrong, Mr. Dollar?
What?
Is something wrong?
Yeah. Maybe there is. Yeah. Plenty.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow? Well, sometimes a dead man can answer a lot of questions. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Red Matter from January 1956. We'll have the fourth installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard Oscar winner Ann Baxter in an offering of suspense. Well, did you know she had a very famous grandfather? Not an entertainer, but still quite known in his field of expertise. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, join us. Save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products during our Radio Spirits summer sale. Just go to radiospirits.com to take advantage of this amazing offer and get your biggest discounts of the year.
That's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
But you don't have to be down and out. Radiospirits.com is giving you a 20 to 60% break on all our classic radio products.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
So listen to this. We have done better. Save up to 60% at radiospirits.com during our summer sale.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake, Effie? Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to radiospirits.com to save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Born through a party in the county jail.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, or before the break, I was talking about the grandfather of Oscar-winning actress Ann Baxter. Her mother's father was none other than famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright. How about that? I'm Greg Bell, and a reminder, please take a moment to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.